This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Russian forces have stepped up attacks on two Ukrainian cities in the east as Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday announced Moscow's airstrikes that killed civilians on Orthodox Palm Sunday, saying Russia was further isolating itself from the world. Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reports.
According to the General Staff of Ukrainian Armed Forces, fighting has been heaviest along the western approaches to Bakhmut, which, along with Avdiivka, have been targeted by Russia's military. Russian forces have been besieging Bakhmut for months in the longest battle in more than a year of war. In his nightly video address, Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced Russian airstrikes coinciding with the observance of Orthodox Palm Sunday.
Every bright Christian holiday teaches us that we may not know how, but we must be sure that evil will lose. We have to bring the defeat of evil closer, and we are bringing it closer.
Zelensky also lashed out at Moscow over the deaths of a 50-year-old man and his 11-year-old daughter, who were killed as Russian forces struck their home in the southeastern city of Zaporizhia.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toh reporting. In an Easter message highlighting hope, Pope Francis on Sunday invoked prayers both for the Ukrainian and Russian people, praised nations which welcome refugees, and called on Israelis and Palestinians racked by the latest surge in deadly violence to forge a climate of trust.
Affrettiamoci anche noi a crescere in un cammino di fiducia reciproca.
The 86-year-old pontiff topped the celebration with a traditional speech about troubled places in the world. A British-Israeli woman has died of injuries she sustained in a shooting attack Friday in the occupied West Bank that also killed her two daughters, a Jerusalem hospital said. The three women were residents of Efrat, an illegal settlement in the West Bank. This is VOA News. China declared it had successfully completed 3 days of war games around Taiwan on Monday, capping a show of force that saw it simulate targeted strikes and practice a blockade of the self-ruled island. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Chinese military had earlier announced combat readiness patrols as a warning to Taiwan. The actions follow President Tsai Ing-wen's trip to America, with the most sensitive event being a meeting with the House Speaker. China has responded with sanctions against those associated with her trip and intensifying military activity near the island. Taiwan's Defense Ministry says 70 Chinese planes were detected from Sunday to early Monday, while another 59 flights of bombers and fighter jets were detected later. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Taiwan's defense ministry said half of the 70 Chinese planes detected crossed the median of the Taiwan Strait, an unofficial boundary once tacitly accepted by both sides. How will former U.S. President Donald Trump approach his defense after being indicted in a hush money case and brought before a court to hear the charges against him? That's something his lawyer, James Trustee, was not keen on disclosing while being interviewed on ABC's This Week. Here's VOA's Veronica Barreras Iglesias.
He did speak about Trump's overall mood.
Anybody that gets targeted by federal investigators, by New York prosecutors, you know, they certainly turn inward a little bit and think this is really bad news, this is terrible for me. But he very quickly pivots to the big picture, the historic picture, and I tend to agree. This is a bad moment for this country.
Trump faces 34 felony charges of falsifying New York business records to conceal that he allegedly ordered hush money payments to a porn actor who had damaging information about him right before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty.
Mayor Brian Hood in Australia's Victoria State is upset about an article written by the artificial intelligence writing tool ChatGPT after it falsely claimed he'd served time in prison. Here's VOA's Phil Mercer.
Hood only found out after friends told him. He told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. He then used the chatbot software to see the story for himself.
Some of the paragraphs were accurate, and then there were other paragraphs that described things that were completely incorrect.
Hood said that if OpenAI, the US-based company that owns the chatbot, doesn't correct the false claims, he'll sue. It would be the first defamation lawsuit against the automated service. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.